Chariot TechCast, Episode 1, Wednesday, February 13th, 2008. My name is Ken Rimple. I'm joined today with Peter Paw from Chariot Solutions. Our topic today is Adobe Flex. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, Ken.
So tell me, you've been working on Flex for the past several months now. Why should we care about Flex as Java developers?
Well, Flex solves a very complex problem for us as Java developers to solve, and that is, how do we create truly rich, interactive web applications? And the traditional models have been using a mix of HTML and JavaScript and Ajax and just creating a mess that is pretty painful to develop and debug and make sure it's browser-independent and platform-independent and works nicely on our users' machines. With Flex, you get a very structured application technology that you can use to create those very rich applications very quickly. They're debuggable. You have IDEs to help you create them, very well documented, lots of books to choose from, large community out there to get tips from and get answers to your questions, and that it will communicate very nicely to our Java applications, the server portion of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, my understanding is that it runs on Adobe's Flash player. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is the only requirement on a client's machine to run a Flex application. Unfortunately, Flex does require the latest version of Flash, which at this point is version 9.
Okay.
So that is the only requirement. The client does have to upgrade their Flash player if they haven't already.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about the way you program Flex. The language is called ActionScript, is that right?
Yeah, well, there's two components there. Flex is what's been getting all of the attention lately, but Flex without ActionScript is like the foam without the cappuccino. It really, one without the other, isn't as tasty.
Mm-hmm.
The Flex is a JSF-like syntax. It's XML. Adobe calls it MXML to declaratively create your user interfaces. And ActionScript is the Java behind the JSF. It's the language that you then define your behaviors and classes and callbacks and everything else that needs to go on to support your Flex user interface. Now, Flex gets compiled to ActionScript, so there's nothing unique to Flex itself. It's just a very quick way. As I said, the key is it's declarative to create user interface. So you could create user face completely in ActionScript, which would be similar to creating a Swing interface in a desktop application. It's all Java code, and you're instantiating a container and instantiating a layout, adding it to it, and instantiating buttons and adding it to there.
But I guess it makes it much easier to program an application because instead of doing the get and post, back and forth HTTP lifecycle for everything, now you're really dealing with client server. We're almost back to where we were 10 years ago in a way.
Right, we're back to doing applets, except the emphasis is on look and feel rather than functionality, should say. But yes, it is a fat client. And again, you can utilize the fat client-ness of Flex as much or as little as you want to. You can maintain state between server calls if you want to, which does facilitate your client behavior, or you can forget about everything between calls and make it stateless. And while it is still technically a fat client, you're treating it not as such.
Okay. So then let's say you're trying to hook a Flex application into an enterprise application backend.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of options do we have there? What kind of services can Flex consume?
Well, one of the most powerful things about it is that it's server agnostic. It communicates with any server that can talk over HTTP. You can do SOAP, web services, RESTful URLs. There might be a number of other ones. There's also a proprietary format that Flex Data Services provides, which is now open source, but we can talk about it a little bit later on if you want to. So any server that'll talk HTTP, you can communicate with from your Flex client.
Okay, and you've integrated, currently you're working on a project or have worked on a project that does a J2E client, or server rather?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it J2E.
Or Java.
But yeah, Java server. It was a Spring container. Yes, we communicated using RESTful URLs with an XML payload in the request and response as needed. And we used, struts for the action controller for the server side.
Okay. And then mapping the data coming in from these Java XML web services. The data is coming in as XML, and you're then mapping them into Flex objects. Is that how that... How would that be accomplished, roughly?
Yeah, there's two ways to go there. You can convert the XML to objects, and ActionScript has a wonderful utility called E4X, which is ECMAScript for XML. And that, combined with the fact that ActionScript treats XML as a native type, as opposed to some construct which is bolted on, you can say, you know, the integer XML, my XML snippet, and just start writing XML in your code. Mm-hmm. And likewise, you can take an XML chunk and very, very simply populate object attributes from it. And most of the, well, I'm sure all of the UI controls can consume XML directly following a few conventions. And you don't have to go through the object. So if you've got something very simple, you just want to display something in a dropdown, you can just skip the object step and send the XML right to the control. And the, an additional benefit of this mapping is that while user interface development is going on, it can go on parallel with server development, and you can mock out your XML responses just using simple XML files. And instead of mapping a request to a URL, you map it to a relative path to this XML file. So from day one, your user interface and your server can begin parallel development. And then at the appropriate time, you can switch over to the live URL from the XML path without any other changes to your client.
Interesting. So if you're writing a Flex application, what's something you can do absolutely dirt easy in Flex that takes forever to do in a standard web application?
Pretty much anything. I did a Flex presentation at a Java in the City user group, and my sample application that I demoed retrieved a list of data, I don't remember what it was anymore, just tabular data, and displayed it in a table, that table that was sortable. The columns were, you change their widths, so you could actually move columns around if you didn't like the way they originally laid out.
Nice.
And I think that took 20 lines of code, combination of XML and ActionScript.
That's just great. That is just great. Now, what about pushing data from the server to the client? The client's not expecting it.
Yeah, typically in an AJAX client, push is difficult to do. I guess you have to keep your socket to the server
open
for the duration. And I'm not sure the mechanism by which it's done, but with the BlazeDS, which is the recently open source Flex data services, it supports push as well. So you can push from server to client. You can also push from clients to other clients. So you can very easy way to create a chat type of application or to add chat-like capabilities to your enterprise application.
Interesting. Okay. The development IDE, Flex Builder, can you tell me a little bit about working in that and what it's like?
Yeah, that is a commercial product. It's relatively inexpensive. I think it's a few hundred dollars. It is built on the Eclipse RCP, and that allows you to do pretty much everything that you can do with Java with ActionScript. So you can, it has autocomplete, it's got autosuggest, it's got auto import, arranging your imports. You can debug, you can deploy, you can debug, you can set breakpoints. Some of the things around the sort of edge cases aren't supported, such as highlighting an expression and dynamically evaluating it.
Right.
I think that goes back to the dynamic nature of ActionScript. It's just not quite capable of doing that at this point. So that is a commercial product. IntelliJ, the next version that is to be released, 7.03, I believe it is, will have fairly good support for Flex and ActionScript as well. I think it has everything except for the debugger, and that I'm not sure about whether that will be supported yet.
Wasn't something that someone had told me in that tool there was a nice visual builder of a Flex UI, so maybe that, you think that's going to be in part of the IDEA?
I don't know about that for IDEA, but yes, But that's has a WYSIWYG UI builder similar to a Swing builder.
Do you find yourself using that in Flex, or you just get used to the component model and start adding things in code?
I did not use it at all in Flex, and I think some people will use it and some people won't. But the project before this, I was doing JSF development. So it was sort of natural to go from writing JSF type files to the Flex ones. Mm-hmm. And it's very clutter-free, intuitive HTML-ishness to it.
Nested objects within a DOM, essentially.
Right, yeah. And there's not a lot of clutter, so it's very easy to look at.
Yeah, I've always found the visual builders, you know, create hellish code. You know, way back when Visual Cafe years ago would build a Swing app, you'd look at the source code that it built and you'd say, forget it, I'm just going to recode the same way.
Yeah, so. I think we've all had similar experiences.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So what do you think the adoption is going to be like over the next year or two of Flex?
I think it's going to continue to grow. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that IntelliJ is incorporating it into their IDE is a big indicator of the Java and community's demand for support for it. Mm-hmm. As I said earlier, it's a very easy way to create a very rich client, web-based client, which is not easy to do in any other technology. The last project that I worked on, the customer wanted the look and feel of a Windows application in a browser with complete drag and drop and interaction between controls and very dynamic nature to the screen. And we attempted that initially in JSF with the whole slew of JSF tools and technologies that you need, facelets and Seam and Tomahawk and custom components from a vendor, and it just turned into an utter mess.
Yeah.
And we switched mid-project to Flex, and you can just develop. It's simple, it's straightforward. You can still style with CSS.
So oh, that's nice. Yeah.
So none of those look and feel assets were lost. They're still perfectly applicable. So it solves that problem, that complex problem of creating a very rich user interface. Now, the drawback is that you've got a new IDE. Mm-hmm. Now, like I said, it's built on Eclipse. And some people like Eclipse and some people don't. Mm-hmm. So you've got that issue. But it's a new language. It's ActionScript. It's very Java-like. It's actually complies with ECMAScript 4, which is the standard for scripting languages, and which would be, I guess, comparable to JavaScript 2, which isn't, I don't think it's mainstream yet. But it's statically typed. It's sort of statically typed.
You can statically type, right?
That's the idea. There's a compiler switch to enforce static typing or not.
Okay, and it's off by default, I'm sure.
I found it was on by default.
Really? Interesting.
In Flex Builder. But it is this brand new language. It's very familiar, but what I found was it's easy to get started in, but once you had to get into the details of something, there's where the differences came out. And so it's a learning curve. And if you have developers going back and forth between coding in Java and coding in ActionScript, there's going to be productivity losses because of having to switch gears.
Right, just changing your hat from ECMAScript-type coding to Java coding.
Right.
Okay. All right. Tell me a little bit about Air. I know it's a new technology. I guess Apollo was the original name for this thing?
Yeah, it was originally Apollo. And actually, at Java 1, the Adobe booth was handing out Apollo pocketbooks. I forgot what the actual name is. But it's those
swag.
Small. Yeah, those very small books like Apollo in a nutshell. I'm sure that's copyrighted, though. It is a technology to allow web applications to run on the desktop, so break the border of the browser. And it's not just Flex applications, it's HTML, CSS, JavaScript.
Any kind of web content, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. All right. There's another thing I was curious about is memory management. So you're running now in a browser, or you're running in Flex, or is inside of Shockwave or Flash. Program. How well does it handle memory? Do you have the same issues you do in Java with garbage collection, pauses, and things like that?
It uses the same memory garbage collection model as Java, so there's nothing new for us Java guys to learn there. There is only one type of garbage collection model I forget which one it is at the moment. It's Mark and Sweep. The garbage collection pauses. We didn't see anything, any issues with that. The memory model seemed to be pretty robust.
So it would grow as you need more memory, as opposed to Java hitting the ceiling. And, you know, if you set an upper boundary on memory, it would just, you know, add memory error in Java. You're not seeing that kind of thing much in the Flex runtime?
No, we didn't have to, I don't know if it was a good practice or not, but we didn't have to pay much attention to allocating objects and cleaning up after ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then there's no explicit delete, but as far as setting references to null. So it was very robust. We didn't run into any issues of out of memory.
That's good.
Probably should have looked into whether it does grow or not. I'm sure it's...
With any technology, eventually someone will hit something, you know.
Yeah, so as it gains more mainstream adoption, people will be pushing it, and we'll probably see these types of issues. But we'll also see them addressed, because Adobe seems to be very dedicated to this technology. Mm-hmm. And the adoption that it's seen so far, it seems like the community is adopting it themselves.
What version is Flex at this point?
The beta version of 3 is out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that should be final within another month or two.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to go somewhere to take a look and learn more about Flex, if you were just starting as a developer, where would you, besides Adobe, obviously, where would you be looking? Or is that the best place to go?
Adobe's website is a wealth of knowledge. For Flex specifically, I'd go to flex.org, which is obviously an Adobe site, but it's focusing on people learning about Flex. They've got a showcase of Flex applications there that you can try out, as well as developer documentation, a downloads link.
The forums are reasonable there too? There's good back and forth with developers? Or do you find that you're, because it's relatively new, you're more trying things out yourself and as much resources?
I found, I guess I don't think I've looked at the forums on Adobe directly, because whenever I've looked for something, I found it in a blog somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So they seem to have a huge active blogging community. And I think that owes to the Flash nature or the background of Flex. This came out of the Flash community.
Right.
And
web developers, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Web
and
developers,
media developers.
Who tend to be bloggers, web designers, and whatnot. So they're the ones who are maybe the earliest adopters of Flex, probably from the need of, yes, we've got this great Flash website, but now we need to add some forms.
Right, we need data.
Right, we need to make, you know, stop having so much fun and put some business type stuff in here.
Right.
So that's been the greatest wealth of knowledge for a dynamic Q&A type of thing. The Adobe documents for developers getting started for Flex, the Flex and ActionScript language manuals are great. They're available online, free. Mm-hmm. Download them, start reading.
Great. Well, Peter, thank you very much for taking the time today.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure.